KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Magistrates Commission says it's exploring ways to withhold the salaries of suspended court officials. It revealed over 31 million rand has been paid to around six magistrates sitting at home. One of them is KZN Regional Court President Eric Nzimande, who's allegedly received at least 8 million rand in salaries since his suspension 6 years ago. He faces a string of corruption and misconduct charges. The commission's chairperson, Naomi Manaka, told Parliament they've summoned Nzimande for questioning.
The age of Mr. Nzimande is about in his 60s, and that's why he's applied that he will leave at the age of 70. EXCO is considering a recommendation from the Ethics Committee written to Mr. Nzimande why his remuneration should not be withheld pending the misconduct finalization. The 31 million is a concern. It has been raised, and it is the commission that volunteered that information to the select committee. Despite our shortfalls, we still want to be transparent.
The Human Settlements Department says KZN is leading as the province with the highest number of homes affected by weather-related disasters. Briefing Parliament yesterday, it revealed over 9,000 homes were destroyed in the 2024-25 financial year. Director General Alec Moemi says nearly 3,000 temporary residential units were constructed to house families.
In KwaZulu-Natal, we had an incident in Ugu district, which was following heavy rains and floods. And the same in eThekwini, when 196 households were affected, and also Ilembe district, where 28 mud houses were affected. I must also clarify this point, that it may be that indeed some have been affected by a hailstorm, but they just require a minor repair.
And abroad, Mexican officials are investigating the death of a social media influencer who was shot during a TikTok live stream. It's reported Valeria Marquez was popular for posting videos related to beauty and lifestyle. The 23-year-old was killed on Tuesday night at her beauty salon in Zapopan. Authorities say a man entered the premises and apparently fired a gun at her. The motive of the attack is not yet known. In other news, the Public Servants Association says it's concerned about what it calls the potential collapse of the National Lotteries Commission. The commission has been accused of mismanagement and irregular and unlawful appointment. The PSA's Claude Nyker says poor governance, corruption and inadequate oversight remain major concerns.
The board and management of NLC need to take serious concerns, not only of the public, but the employees of NLC. The PSA is committed to protecting public interest and ensuring that the funds allocated to the NLC are used effectively and responsibly.
Your top story, the Magistrates Commission says it's exploring ways to withhold the salaries of suspended court officials. It revealed over 31 million rand has been paid to around six magistrates sitting at home. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.